Could your car run on kudzu? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. If you've ever lived in the South or even just gone for a visit, you know kudzu. It's that invasive weed that grows like crazy in the southern states. Grows a foot a day. It covers trees. It covers houses. Might even cover you if you stand still too long. Rebecca Williams has been talking with a guy who has a new use for kudzu.
Yeah, Doug Mizell lives in Tennessee. He says he can run everything from cars to lawnmowers on his kudzinol. It's a fuel-grade ethanol that's made from kudzu. And he says he got sick of fighting kudzu and decided to figure out how to use it.
And I thought, well, I'm just going to sit down and make myself a tabletop still and see if I can't extract some sugars from this stuff and see if I can make some moonshine. And sure enough, I was able to do that. And the idea of kudzinol kind of grew from that.
He says it's moonshine 101. And he says kudzinol smells like gin. Right now, he's working on getting patents and a lot of money to build a commercial plant to make it. He's hoping to sell kudzinol as soon as 6 months from now.
Well, that makes a lot more sense than using food to make ethanol. And if it doesn't fly, I guess maybe Mr. Mizell can bottle the stuff.
Yeah, kudzutini.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Reb.
Sure thing.
This is the Environment Report. At factory farms, cows and pigs produce a lot of manure. And sometimes that causes pollution. Julie Grant reports that one scientist says he's got a solution. He genetically modifies pigs so they produce less phosphorus, one of the major pollutants. But if this is going to work, people will have to eat genetically modified pork.
Murray Borello says pig and cow poop is killing everything in some of the water he studies. He's a geologist and has been researching water at Alma College in Michigan. Borello says there's no fish in parts of the river because of all the animal feces running off of nearby farms.
It's this kind of brown, mucky, murky-looking substance.
That poop is full of phosphorus, nitrogen, and other things that cause pollution problems. A Canadian scientist says he's found a possible solution to this pig pollution problem. It's called the EnviroPig. Cecil Forsberg has genetically modified pigs so they produce less pollution in their waste. I met him at his research barn at the University of Guelph in Ontario. There are no windows, just a ventilation system. And wow, it's hard to concentrate in here. The smell of pig waste is so strong. He introduces me to the EnviroPigs. While most pigs poop out a lot of polluting phosphorus, Forsberg has made the EnviroPigs into much better machines for digesting phosphorus. He's no Dr. Frankenstein, but to do it, he did use DNA from a mouse. He says it's considered a safe technique, but he knows it makes people cringe.
There's no mouse in these pigs except for this little fragment of DNA.
The mouse DNA allowed Forsberg to add a bacterial gene to the pigs. It's that bacteria that triggers the pig's salivary glands to start the digestion of phosphorus. Forsberg says the waste from these pigs does a lot less damage to the environment than most pigs.
There's a reduction in the phosphorus in the manure by up to 60%.
Forsberg wants to see EnviroPigs bred on the global scale to reduce pollution from the growing number of large-scale hog farms. But back in Michigan, water specialist Murray Borello does not think genetically modified pigs are the answer. He says a better solution is to reduce the size of hog farms so there aren't so many pigs concentrated in such small spaces.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration could give the okay for genetically modified pig in the next couple of years. And if the FDA approves it, you won't see any kind of warning on the label of the pork chops at your grocery store. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and share your thoughts with us at environmentreport.org.